Senate and House committee members from both parties questioned President Obama's efforts to normalize Cuba relations. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio warned Assistant U.S. Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson that the policy change will not be effective in democratizing Cuba. Miami Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton said the administration is making too many concessions to Cuban leader Raul Castro without demanding human rights improvements.
It's so pathetic for this strong, wonderful, generous country to look so weak when negotiating with the Castro regime.
But Jacobson insisted normalization better positions the U.S. to influence change on the island. She also rejected concerns Obama might give up the U.S. military base at Guantanamo, Cuba, after Castro last week said the U.S. now should.
The issue of Guantanamo is not on the table in these conversations. We are not interested in discussing that.
A new Associated Press GFK poll this week shows 60% of Americans think the U.S. should lift its trade embargo against Cuba. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.